Hello, good morning. Welcome to Open Heavens Devotion. Kindly stay tuned. God bless you.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Filled my soul.
All right, you're welcome back to the Open Heavens Devotion this morning by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. It is a guide to a close fellowship with God. And today our topic is Sin is a Reproach, Part 2. Sin is a Reproach, Part 2. Our memorize is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, and says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." And our reading is taken from the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. Now, I read, "But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, Behold, my master had spared Naaman, the Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him." 21. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" 22. And he said, "All is well. My master hath sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments." 23. And Naaman said, "Be content, take two talents." And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But 25, but he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi?" And he said, "Thy servant went no whither." And he said unto him, 26, "Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments? And olive yards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants?" 27. The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Deuteronomy 33 and 34. And our hymn is, "Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day." To the word of today. Yesterday, I discussed how a fellow's sin can bring reproach to the fellow and keep him or her in darkness. Today, I will discuss how the sins of parents can hinder their children and many generations after them from enjoying God's blessings. People's sin can create problems that will flow down their bloodlines. This means that some people are in terrible situations today because of certain sins their parents committed. In today's Bible reading, Gehazi was the one who allowed greed to lead him to sin. But the man of God pronounced the curse on him and his seed, saying, "The leprosy of Naaman will cleave unto you and your seed forever." In the olden days, especially in Africa, parents thoroughly investigated the families of people who intended to marry their children before allowing them to get married. For example, they would check if there was a history of diseases and conditions such as epilepsy, leprosy, or madness in those families, because they knew that if such conditions existed within the bloodlines, they were likely to show up again. Sometimes, a fellow's sin can affect his or her children. While the fellow is still alive, Achan is a good example of this in Joshua chapter 7, verse 1 to 26. His greed made him disobey God, but his entire family was stoned to death as a result. His children suffered the consequences of a sin they did not commit. Eli is another man whose carelessness and parental neglect affected his lineage. 1 Samuel 2:27 to 36. Years after his death, the curse God placed on his family came to pass in Abithiah's life. He was thrust out from being a priest, not because of what he had done particularly, but because of God's word against Eli, one of his ancestors. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 27. Apart from negative patterns that can be inherited from a person's parents or ancestors, every human who has not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior is under the curse inherited from Adam and Eve, humanity's first parents. Beloved, I want you to know that Jesus came to set the captives free. And this includes blotting out the handwriting of negative family patterns and curses. If you are contending with generational curses or negative patterns in your bloodline, he will deliver you today in Jesus' name. Cry out to him, and his light will destroy any problems created by the sins of your parents or ancestors. Key point: when you turn to Jesus wholeheartedly, he will welcome you into his family. And his family is, he will welcome you into his family. And this family is a curse-free lineage. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. God bless you.